Okay, we'll get going with the second session.
好，我们开始第二堂课。
So what I'll do now is we'll talk about the spiritual growth of Jesus Christ.
我们现在要来再来谈谈耶稣基督他的属灵生命的成长。
It sounds a bit like an oxymoron. An oxymoron means like a contradiction in itself. Because most people think, well, why does Jesus have to learn anything? He's God, right?
这个我们谈到所谓耶稣基督他的属灵生命的成长，这个题目听起来有点怪怪，因为大家一定会想说，很多人会想说，耶稣基督他是神不是吗？他还需要有属灵生命的成长吗？
But remember, we're talking about his humanity, not his deity.
但要记得，我们其实在谈的是他人格的那一部分，不是他神格的那一边。Yeah,
remember, Jesus Christ is 100% God, and he's 100% man as well. When he came into the earth, he was God and he was man.
但我们要理解呢，耶稣基督他是100%的是神，但他也100%的是人。
Yeah, in a future lesson, I'll give you the complete definition. The Colonel came up with a very good definition to explain what we call the hypostatic union, which means it explains the nature of Jesus Christ in his two natures, his deity and his humanity. But not tonight.
以后呢，我们也会再很清楚的讲解，就是上校牧师他对于耶稣基督神人合一的这个部分哦，他的整个的说明是非常非常棒的一个课。但是在不是今天，我们之后会讲。But
just to give you a quick preview, we know that Jesus Christ is 100% God. He shares in all of the characteristics of God, like God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
但我们要理解，就是说，耶稣基督他其实是100%的拥有跟他的天父一样的所有的神性。And
then in his humanity, he was born to the Virgin Mary, and that way he had those 23 chromosomes from Mary, and then 23 chromosomes from the Holy Spirit.
而耶稣呢，他又有完全属于人。 的这一个天然人的这一部分，那他呢就跟我们所有的人一样，有23对染色体。好，那其中呢23个染色体来自于玛利亚，他的母亲；另外的23个染色体是来自圣灵，所以这才成为23对染色体，所以他跟人类是一样的基因的组合。
And like every human being born into the world, he was imputed with a soul at birth.
而且呢，就像所有的人类一样，当耶稣他出生的时候呢，他就被给予了一个魂。And
like every human being, he had to provide for his body. He had a body which knew suffering, it knew tiredness, it knew hunger, it knew pain.
而他呢，也跟所有的人类一样呢，他的这个人类的身体是会累的，是会饿的，是会痛的，是会渴的，都会的。And
he grew, as from a very young infant, we see that he grew to a man. He was 33 years old when he eventually received his resurrection body.
然后他像所有的人类一样呢，他也从一个婴儿逐渐长大。
Yeah. Now the differences, the main difference that you need to note is that Jesus Christ, because he was not conceived from a human father, he did not have a sin nature.
但是呢，有一个特别的是呢，耶稣基督他因为没有父亲的基因，所以他其实是没有任何的罪性。And
he was filled with the Holy Spirit from birth.
所以他是一开始从出生就是圣灵充满。
So the birth of Jesus Christ actually is very similar to our spiritual birth, because when we're born as well, we still have the sin nature, of course, but the power of the sin nature has been broken.
这个状态啊，我们也要想一下，就是当我们成为基督徒的那一刻，就是我们其实跟耶稣一样，我们都是完全圣灵充满的，唯一的差别只是我们还有我们的罪性的那一块。
We do still have the sin nature, but the power of the sin nature has been broken, which means that all your sins have been covered for, so your sins are no longer an issue for your eternal life.
所以我们虽然有罪性，但是当我们信神的那一刻呢，我们所有的罪都被 耶稣基督承担掉了，所以在那一刻我们的罪性是没有任何在我们身上留下任何罪的痕迹的。
And also, every time you just name your sins to God the Father, you know, if you do sin, you name your sins, and then you're back in fellowship, just as Jesus Christ was always perfect.
但是因为我们有罪性，所以当我们就在那个时候承认耶稣基督是我们的救主的那一刻，我们得到完全的清洗干净而圣灵充满。但是一旦我们的罪性让我们犯罪，我们选择犯了罪的时候，我们的圣灵充满就不见了。可是只要我们对神认罪，我们的圣灵充满又回来。
And one other component also that Jesus had when he was born was a human spirit. Remember, I've talked about the trichotomous nature of Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ was born, he had a body, and he had a soul, and he had a human spirit. And that's the condition that we're in when we believe in Jesus. We are given the human spirit as well.
还有呢，就是耶稣基督他本身有三种，就是还有他的人的身体，人的魂，还有人的灵。而我们呢，是出生的时候有人的身体，有人的魂，但是要等到我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻，我们才得到人的灵。
Right, and that comes out in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You have verses like verse 13 and 14.
这个部分呢，大家可以看一下哥林多前书的二章十三十四节。
And then you have Jude chapter 1 verse 19 that also tells us that only the believer has a human spirit.
犹大书的一章十九节。
So yeah, that's where we look at how when you're born into the world, of course you don't have a human spirit, but you receive that when you're born again. You're born from the Holy Spirit. Oh, so John chapter 3 as well. Jesus explains that in John chapter 3.
然后呢，在约翰福音的三章也有讲到这件事情，就是当我们相信了耶稣基督的那一刻，我们就重生，而重生中我们就多得到了人的灵。
Yeah, and in John chapter 3, I think it's about verse 5 or 6, where Jesus talks that the Holy Spirit is the one that creates your human spirit, actually.
而且呢，耶稣基督有解释说，是由圣灵创造了我们那个人的灵。
So that's to help us to understand that Jesus Christ, in his humanity, is obviously very different from his deity, but actually quite similar to us. In fact, very similar in many ways.
所以耶稣基督除了他的这个神性的那一面之外，他的人性的这一面是跟我们人几乎是一样的。
Yeah, and actually I should say that we become, you know, our spiritual life takes on the characteristics of Jesus Christ when he was born.
所以其实应该更好的说法是说，当我们重生的那一刻，我们就很像耶稣基督出生的那一刻。
And then you're ready. See, when you become a believer, you have the human spirit, you have the filling of the Holy Spirit, and now you're ready to learn the Word of God.
而就是当我们重生的时候呢，我们就得到了，我们有人的灵，而且呢，我们可以圣灵充满，那我们就有能力去学习神的话语。
For those of you that have studied with me for at least a year or more, you'd be familiar with Operation Z. And me telling you these things should remind you about that Operation Z concept.
而这些呢，所谈的呢，就跟之前 Tim 已经解释给我们的这个 Z 行动，好，有关系。那这个整个 Z 行动，它基本上就是我们可以学习，由圣灵来教导我们的学习的这个过程。
Okay, but I'll give you some verses now to actually show Jesus Christ had to learn doctrine.
而且呢，我们还有给大家几个经句，让我们理解说，即使是耶稣基督，他也要学圣经经义的。
Okay, now for your homework, you know, once I've given you the verses, you can actually look at the context surrounding these verses. So I'm just going to give you the verses, but you probably should go back and have a look and see how it fits in the passages around them.
好，这些经句呢，现在给大家回去当做家庭作业，好，然后我们看一看，懂就能理解这整个的概念。
Okay, but in Luke 2:40, we have this verse here. It says, "The child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom."
第一个是路加福音的二章四十节，孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。这是在讲耶稣基督。
Yeah, see, the grace of God was on him.But here we see the child grew. So that's talking about his physical side of things, the physical side of his humanity.
所以呢，他说孩子渐渐长大，他在讲的就是人。一个人呢，是需要从孩子 长大。
And then you have this other word here, which comes from the word ekrato, which means power. We'll see the word later on, actually. So he grew in, we can say power, but it means powerful or strong. He became strong, filled with wisdom and the grace of God.
然后呢，当他长大之后呢，他开始变得强健，而且充满智慧。然后感受到神的恩典在他身上。
Now, what's interesting about this in the Greek is that we see that they use what's called the imperfect tense. And imperfect is starting from a point of time, and there's going to be a change. There's a development. That's what an imperfect tense means.
这个是用，而且他这个用的动词啊，是叫做不完全进行式。
You might say something like, the game is in progress. Well, that's like an imperfect tense, because you started at a certain point, and the game is not finished.
就是这种词态就像说、哦、这一场球赛在继续持续进行中的那个概念。
Okay, and that comes out in the, you can actually see it on the board here. Ben, can you put a circle right around this and go all around where, you see got the V and the IAA? I'll just explain a little bit. If you get the software program, it's really good.It's called eSword. It's just E-S-W-O-R-D. It's a really good Bible program, but it's best to use it on your computer. I think they can have it on phones, on Apple systems. So if you've got an iPhone, you can put it on that. It doesn't fit onto Android systems, but it does go onto Microsoft.
这个荧幕上的这个圣经的版本呢，那个听在用的是叫 eSword。好，但这个 eSword 在手机的话只有 iPhone 可以用，另外的那个叫什么系统，安卓系统是不能用的。但是如果在电脑的话，就大家都可以用了。
And it's interesting because it actually gives you the verb and the noun form, so it tells you. You have to know what these letters at the side stand for, but they're very helpful to understand what form of speech the word is.For example, the V means verb, so it's a verb. And then you have this I, which means that it's imperfect, active, indicative, third person, singular. So it's going to tell you all of the parts of the verb. Yeah, it tells you about the tense, it tells you about the voice, it tells you about the person, the number, everything. See, because Greek verbs and nouns, they're so complex.
这个你看到这个字哦，它在那个右上方的蓝色的部分呢，它其实把你的词态，比如说它 V 就是指的动词，然后那个它的 I A I 是代表的是不完全进行式，然后
Well, hell, no, the I, the first I.
Yeah, it's incomplete, right?
Yeah, and then you got the A, which means active voice. So it's telling you what voice it is as well.
Voice, what do you
voice is you have active and passive, right?Is 动主 and is it?
主动被动
主动被动 And then you even have middle voices as well. So in the Greek it gets...
What is the last word?
Middle. You have a middle voice. And reflexive, like you do something but it happens to yourself. So yeah, Greek grammar is really complex. Okay.
然后就是说他把那个希腊文的那个所有的词态还有是主动被动还是受词等等的全部都摆在那里了。然后还有把What is three?
Okay, and then the other one.
Three,
no, we haven't got to the three. You've still got another I here yet. So you've got this other I. You've got the I and the A. The A is the voice, active voice. Uh-huh. I is indicative mood. So you have moods as well. Like you have an imperative mood or you have a subjunctive mood. That could be like maybe it will, maybe it won't. So there's different moods.
他还把那个 I, 最后那个 I 是当作一种状态。好，它是一个命令的状态，还是一个什么什么状态？那是一个状态词。
Okay, and then yeah, the three there is third person, so we're talking about him. So it's saying he, the boy.
那三呢，是代表的是第三人称。
And then the S is singular, so when you put it in the third person, it's only talking about one person, not more.
好，所以那第三人称呢，如果是后面写一个 S， 代表的是第三个一个个人，就说是他，不是他们。So if it's they,
they, then that would be third person plural. That would be a P on the end.
所以如果是他们就会变成三 P.
Okay.
所以三 S 就是他。所以他把所有的东西就全部都帮你解释清楚了。
Yeah.
And what is the purple?
And the purple is actually what they call a Strong's number. So if you have another dictionary and you can click on that number and it will tell you the meaning of this word.
哦，那这个 G837 呢，它其实是另外一本字典里面的编号，所以每一个这个字呢，在另外一部字典里面，它就可以解释你这整个字所有的意义，所以它把那个字典的字的编号写在旁边了。
Okay. Actually, this word, in here it appears it would say oxanem, but the root stem is oxano, which just means to grow. Okay, so when they give the root, the original word, zugun, okay. Yeah, so the word is oxano here, and it just means to grow. So we're saying here, the child, and it's imperfect, the child is growing. Really, that's what he's saying.
这个字呢 oxano, 它其实是代表的是长。成长，但是他又用了一个不完全进行式，所以他就变成是在持续成长的意思。
Now they put it into the past tense in the English again because it is an event that happened in the past. But from the writer's point of view, he wants you to understand the child. We could say was growing. The child was growing. That would be okay.
好，所以英文。的翻译把它写成过去式、啊、过去进行式，是因为那的确是讲耶稣2000年前发生的事，但是在希腊文里面只有强调它是一个持续在成长，没有用过去进行式这个概念。
Okay, and then you have this word here which is from krateos. See, there's another verb here as well, and it has, see the same form here, except this one is passive, it's not active, it's passiveSo this word means to become stronger, we can say. So he's becoming stronger. It's imperfect again. There's a development taking place. He's becoming...
Become stronger is a passive situation?
Yeah, because he's becoming stronger in the wisdom. He's being made to be stronger.
所以那个其实在英文的这个翻译里面哈，他讲他耶稣强健起来，他讲的是他的灵性。方面强健起来，但是其实希腊文里面并没有那么明白的讲说是灵性，他只是说他强健起来。
But it's also important to note this is passive. See, the first word to grow is active, and so you know when you grow actively, it's like we just say he's growing, really.
因为这边有趣的事情是，他说他长大，逐渐长大，他用的是这个叫做主动词。
Yeah, and yeah, the reason that he was growing is because he's becoming filled with wisdom. And that's like passively. Yeah, he's learning these things and these are making him grow spiritually. The wisdom and the grace that he's learning about.
所以其实呢这个希腊文很明就是看起来的意思就是说他被教导然后他的灵属灵才能够还有智慧才会让他在这方面强健。
Just like when you're in the classroom, who's responsible for your spiritual growth?
Pastor?
Well, yeah, but it goes beyond that, really. The pastor is part of the provision that God has provided you. But your spiritual growth, we can say by as pastor, is by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, by the pastor.
就是像我们在这个课堂里面，我们的属灵生命如何强健起来，谁是有这个责任？其实是圣灵在教导我们，所以我们的属灵的生命才强健起来。所以其实我们是被动的，被教导而变强健的。
Yeah, and that really should help you understand that you're doing nothing to grow spiritually. You know, obviously, you have to get yourself into a car or on the train. You have to get yourself to Bible class. And you, again, you just provide the positive volition. You just sit there and you have to say yes. You believe. That's all you're doing. You're sitting here and believing the information.
所以对于我们的属灵生命的这个学习来讲，其实我们唯一主动的事情是坐着捷运或者公车来到教室，然后坐在这边以后就开始是我们的圣灵在教导我们，我们就已经是被动的。
If you wanted to make it into an active voice, you could say God, and when I say God, I mean the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. God is growing you. We don't normally say that, but God is making you grow, for example.
所以呢，其实这个所谓讲的圣灵或者其实就是天父，他让我们长大，其实就是这种状态。
Actually, I think Rang is like allowing you to grow, but he's making you grow. Almost, it's active. You got to really, he is making the effort to make you grow. Can you make it more active?
But I think that 让那个字 is not only let.、
Oh, okay.
There are some other.
Okay, but there's definitely like a sort of a forceful action to that.
Yeah,、way. Because if you are using make, it doesn't make sense in Chinese.
Okay.、Okay, maybe not. But you know, you have to remember, for example, we see in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, I think it's, the Holy Spirit is pouring the love of God into you. So that's very active.
其实这个概念他那个 Tim 讲强调的就是说是就像罗马书五章五节所提到的圣灵是浇灌神的爱在我们的灵里我们的魂里。所以那个是非常有主动权是在圣灵跟天父身上的我们只是一个承接的一个受词
Yeah, and there's another verse that talks about that the Holy Spirit is actively pursuing you, he's chasing after you to ensure that you grow, that you follow God's plan.
那另外还有一个经句其实讲的是说其实圣灵基本上他是追赶我们让我们可以被圣灵充满可以被神教导可以被天父的爱浇灌所以我们是 Are we running away?
Well, a lot of Christians do. And then the Holy Spirit is saying, hey, come and learn. Come and learn the word of God.
然后其实很我说哈难道我们会跑走吗他说的确有很多基督徒真的是跑走他没有真的去迎接圣灵的浇灌所以那个圣灵他会说哎，赶快不要跑赶快回来学习赶快学习神有好多好多要给你
And then we have the simple verse like John 14:26 The Holy Spirit teaches you That's an active verb He is teaching you And he is reminding you of the things you have been learning
约翰福音14章26节呢他也很清楚的讲说圣灵是在教导你他是教我们他就是那个最主动的那个
Okay, and again, we have to take on the passive role. We cannot have any human involvement in what we're doing here. The only involvement is that we just sit and we express positive volition by saying, yes, I believe this information.
而我们怎么样呢其实我们都是一个承接者我们都不可能是以我们人的那个主动性在做的所以我们唯一要做的只是用一个所谓正向的自由意志而不要用负向的就是说我们要顺服的说是的我相信
And that's how we see Jesus Christ He became filled with wisdom in Luke 2:40 It was a passive action because he was totally positive to the word of God See sometimes when we sit in Bible class we might say well I don't believe that
有时候我们坐在教室里其实我们内心听到一些事情会说我不相信
That shows you've got a little bit of negative volition
那就是所谓的负面的自由意志
But actually that's okay because from our point of view sometimes you're hearing new information and you're not expected just to believe everything right off you're expected to dig out the truth to make sure that what the pastor is teaching you or what you're learning from the pastor evangelist is true you can't just accept everything straight away
但是这个是没关系的就是我们有的时候听到这个牧师的讲道我们其实是会有一些想要更深刻的理解才愿意相信这是 OK 的
But if you can see very clearly through scripture it's being presented very clearly and then you still reject it maybe because you don't agree with the fact that you're going to have to change some part of your life that means you're negative
但是呢如果有的时候你已经非常看到这个圣经写讲得非常明白了经句清清楚楚的教导了但你还是用一个负面的态度的原因是因为你学习到了但是你却不想要改变你自己
Yeah, and then maybe you need some discipline to accept the fact that that was truth
所以在这种状况下说不定你就是得要受到某些管教好责难苦难然后你才能够相信这就是真理
Yeah, or some things you do understand and you accept, but you don't want to make the application again because it means that maybe you have to give up one of your favorite sins, for example.
那有的时候你同意这个教导了，但是呢，你却不愿意改变，也就是说，你不愿意去把这个学习用在应用在你的生活生命上。那这种时候呢就很明显的是你某些你的罪行你是不愿意放弃的因为你太喜欢那个罪
But in the sake of Jesus Christ, he didn't have that problem. Once he knew something was presented as truth, he was yes, he wasn't going to disobey God.
而耶稣基督就没有这个问题了，因为他呢是当他没有任何罪性啊，所以当他听到了任何的真理，他就会对那个真理说 yes， 然后他就可以完全的顺服上帝所教的。
And that was why he was able to grow spiritually and become filled with wisdom and the grace of God being upon him.
这就是为什么他可以逐渐强壮，而且充满了智慧与恩典，让他成为一个非常强壮的人。
Okay, now we'll just stop for another 5 minute break, but before we do, what I'll do is I'll put the next verse up on the board for you to look at.
好，我们现在要进入下一段的休息时间。那但是这个荧幕上的这个金句，请大家休息的时候可以看一看。
I just have a 5 minute break this time.
我们只有5分钟的休息。